After yesterday's 41-20 loss to the Cincinnati Bengals, head coach Rob Chudzinski is confident that the Browns will bounce back as preparations get underway for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay, good morning. Bengals are a very good football team, deserve credit for the game yesterday. I'm disappointed in our performance as a team. Simply had too many critical mistakes and critical errors, particularly in the second quarter. And that coupled with not capitalizing on two early red zone opportunities, the game just got away from us. We have to play better in all phases. We have to play better. Our veterans have to play better. Our young guys have to play better. And it needs to happen right away. I do feel confident that the things from yesterday that we're able to look at on tape, we can correct. This game is one we can learn from and grow from for the future if we approach it the right way. Again, it was one game, and we have six more to go. There's a lot still out in front of us. I'm confident our guys will respond. We have a very close team, and these guys will continue to fight for each other and compete. Feel confident we'll bounce back. Again, after making corrections, we can only control what we can control from here going forward, and it's Steeler week. So we'll be getting ready for that and a big challenge with them. We'll take questions now.
What was scarier, that second quarter or your landing coming home?
Yeah, it just was a rough landing. I was watching tape and was pretty engrossed in that on the way back.
Chad, how much do you look at this as a – how much of this was a missed opportunity and how much of it is a necessary kind of growing moment for a young team?
Well, you know, you probably both. At the end of the day, it was an opportunity, obviously an important opportunity for us that, you know, we didn't play the way that we were capable of playing and weren't able to get it done at the end of the day. I think that, as I mentioned, it's important that we learn from this, and when we have an opportunity again, which we will in the future, that this experience is something that guys will be able to draw from and that'll help us in the future.
Years and one of the better units around the league. How frustrating, disappointed was that yesterday to see not just one breakdown, but to see multiple breakdowns as the game went on?
Yeah, it was very disappointing and, you know, unacceptable. We need to be better in that area. It has been a strength for us this season, and uncharacteristically, we just did not play well in that, and we had two major breakdowns there, and we'll get that corrected.
What were the issues on those?
Yeah, the first one was a pick twist where we weren't able to pass it off well enough. And the second was just a straight rush that split our tackle and our wing.
Was supposed to block that guy?
He's the wing, and both of those guys, it's a zone principle, but both of those guys needs to be help from the inside guy, and then he ultimately is responsible for that guy. I'm sorry?
Are Mingo and Obi usually in those spots, or is that new to those guys?
Yeah, we've been shuffling some guys around, and we did in that game as well. But Mingo's played there. Mingo's played everywhere on the punt team. One more time.
Is that something Quentin Groves did for you guys?
He played when we lost Quentin, we had to shuffle some guys, and so we have to move guys, and so that's, you know, the effect of losing Quentin is having to move some guys around. But that's no excuse. That's you know, there's no excuse for getting punts blocked.
Which two guys were you talking about
that made Martin. He was a right tackle.
When you watch the tape, did Campbell miss open guys or downfield? He seemed to throw a lot of checkdowns.
There was some of that. Again, you know, as I mentioned it last night and watching the tape, you see it. It's usually a combination of things. At times there was good coverage, and Cincinnati did a good job with their coverage, where it was a check down, was the right thing to do. At times some of the protection broke down, and so Jason had to get rid of it early. At times he hurried through his progression and or didn't see it down the field.
Do you think the ribs affected either the way he threw the ball, or I don't think he scrambled much yesterday after having a couple key scrambles in his first two starts?
He said they were fine, and it didn't affect him.
Can you just chalk it up to, you know, sometimes a quarterback has a dog of a game? I mean, was it just one of those games for Jason?
Yeah, as I've mentioned before, you know, you're not always going to play great every game, and really the key, you look at the last three games that Jason's played, and it's been against three very good defenses. I thought he played particularly well in the other two games, and he's the first one to say he needs to be better. And as I've said many times before, the key to quarterback and to that position is how guys bounce back when they're having some adversity or don't play as well as they would have liked.
You have no qualms about sticking with him, obviously, going forward?
No.
I'm guessing.
You've got Pittsburgh this week. It seems like every time people kind of try to think about riding them off and Ben, they come up with a huge game yesterday, and they played outside also.
Yeah, they've played very well the last few weeks and have come up with some big wins. You know, it's a great rivalry, so at the end of the day, the records and everything else really go out the window. And we're going to be excited for, like I said, it's Steeler week, so we're going to be excited to play him. Well, over the course of time, he's shown the great player that he is. He has a way of making plays, getting it done, extending plays. He's been unbelievable in the clutch and in the key points in games where you need to get a play and win it. I have nothing but the utmost respect for him as a player.
Why do you think you guys have been so decent at home this year? I think you've won three of your last four. Is there anything that you can put your finger on why you guys have been better at home this season?
Well, you know, I think generally, teams are better at home. The energy, the crowd, I think the fans have been awesome, and our team feeds off that energy. And, it's something, again, you have to be able to win in both places, whether it's on the road or at home, and we need to do a better job on the road. But we're excited to be at home for the next 3 out of 4 weeks.
The second part of that is it seems like when you guys have had some collapses or stretches this year, it seems like you haven't been able to stop the bleeding on the road. Something goes wrong early in the games against Green Bay and Kansas City than yesterday, whereas at home you guys have made mistakes, obviously, but you seem to be able to correct them much quicker. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'll speak to yesterday particularly, and, you know, it's a time where, you know, when you have a mistake, we talked a little bit about the two opportunities we had early where we weren't able to capitalize in. You'd like to see happen where the two opportunities that they had, you know, whether they had to kick field goals. And so it is. It's a point in time where, you know, everybody has to stand up, focus a little bit more, and work to make that play and make that difference that stops the bleeding.
You did start so well yesterday. Did you feel it slipping away in the second quarter, or was that like a snowball going down?
Well, you know, I think that as I look at it, it was a lot of things that happened that are atypical. So it was less about a snowball and more about some things happening that were a little more out of the ordinary that you don't expect necessarily in a game. And
do you know why you lost the half yard down there?
I'm trying to find that out. Don't know exactly why. Just noticed that the spot of the ball was on the two there.
Finish up the punting breakdown. Since you have to shuffle people around, will the same people be in there, or are you going to have to shuffle it again to correct it?
Well, it's going to be some combination of the same people. We'll, again, you know, look at all the options that we have, regardless of who they are, and we'll get the best people out there to get it done and get it fixed.
Did that change anything at all whatsoever for you down there on the goal line, the fact that the spot ended up at the two instead of Willis apparently ran to the one? But did that change anything?
Yeah, for the where he went to was hard to see exactly what the spot was. But as far as going forward or not, going into the game and just knowing the conditions and the possible weather conditions, I felt like the points were at a premium at that point in the game and decided to go with the points. If it would have been closer, it may have gone differently on that. But where it was at the 2-yard line, and again, not knowing what the weather was going to happen in the future, through the course of the game. Just felt like getting points there and getting points early in that game when the conditions were good enough was important.
Was the ball moved back a half yard, to your opinion, on that play, or did it happen after one of the pass plays?
Well, it looked, and again, we'll go through this and find out exactly, but it looked like the spot on Willis was somewhere between the 3 and 4, and then the penalty took it down to the 1.5 to 2 yard line, and the ball was on the 2 at some point. So, you know, just from my angle seeing it, I couldn't really tell exactly where the spot was, but I know it was on the 2 for the 4th down.
You know, last week guys were so excited about the game in Cincinnati, most meaningful game in however long. Do you have any concern about the ability to bounce back, you know, after such a crushing loss and knowing that, you know, they're 2.5 out of first place instead of half a game?
Well, I rely on the guys in the locker room and what I've seen out of them before. It's a resilient group. It's a group that is strong. And as I mentioned before, they're really a together group, one of the closest groups I've been around. And, you know, so I expect and I have no reason to think otherwise that they won't bounce back and be ready to play and be excited to play this week. And, again, being at home, I think will bring a more energy to it and with a big rivalry that we have with the Steelers.
Rainey out there running for as many yards as he did yesterday, 100-something, and a big touchdown. Do you wonder, I mean, like, why isn't Bobby Rainey still here? What happened?
Well, I'd love to have him here, and I'm glad he's doing well. Where we were at with the roster at the time, we were short on some other positions and just had to make some moves. It's particular from some other positions and for some special teams considerations as well.
Can you talk about game that Joe had. I mean, in addition to the 2 interceptions, I don't think A.J. caught a ball when Joe was in coverage.
Yeah, he's playing at a high level. He had a great game. You know, he's been impressive in how he responds to all the challenges that he's had, you know, throughout the course of the season. And has really stepped up as a leader as well. And you can see our team plays and our defense plays well, and particularly when he's playing at that level.
Joe, do you think yesterday in any way revealed that this team's just not ready for a big game like that?
I think that's hard to say. I think that, again, every time you're in that situation helps for you and going forward in the future. And, you know, again, we just needed to make some plays and do a better job in terms of that game. But if we approach it the right way and learn from it the next time that we're in that situation and have that opportunity, I think we'll be better.
Did you have an injury update?
I can. We had Craig Robertson has a knee sprain. He's getting an MRI. I don't have the results on that yet. And Armani Edwards had an ankle sprain. He's getting an MRI as well. And I don't have results on that either. Those two guys.
Is that doing everybody?
One last question. Why Campbell have trouble in the red zone there? He threw, I think, 6 times in the red zone in those first 2 drives. What was the problem? Was he just not seeing guys quickly anymore?
We had some guys open, had some opportunities. One of them got batted down, would have been an easy one. There was one, he was on the move and had a chance at Jordan. We've really, up to this point, we've been in the top 10 in the red zone prior to this game. I think we've done a good job in the red zone and just weren't able to get it done yesterday.